Last time, we looked at how to write the first sentence of our Task 1 introduction. Today, let's expand on that theme and practice doing this a bit more. Let's imagine we have three different Task 1 titles and that we have to write three different S1s for some introductions. Let's take a look at each one of them in turn. Number 1. Visitor numbers to New Caledonia, 1995 to 1999. There are a number of things we could do with this Task 1 title. We could change one or more nouns, for example, visitor to traveler. We could add some information, for example, the island of New Caledonia. We could also play around with the dates and say something like the final 5 years of the 20th century. Here is our S1 paraphrased from the title. The line chart shows the total number of travelers to the island nation of New Caledonia in the last 5 years of the 20th century. Number 2. Average length of holiday in weeks, 2000 to 2009. With this title, we could change average to a synonymous term like mean, length to duration, and holiday to a two-word synonym like days off. We could add some information to the time phrase and say something like the 10-year period 2000 to 2009, or the decade starting in 2000 and ending in 2009. We could also add a passive verb like taken off. Here is our S1 paraphrased from the title. The bar chart clearly shows the mean duration of days taken off over the decade starting in 2000 and ending in 2009. Number 3. Females in manual jobs, 1900 to 2000. This is quite a short title, so we could add some new information to it. The easiest thing to add would be a relative clause beginning with who. We could also change the adjective manual to something like blue-collar, physical, or labor-intensive. Finally, the time phrase could also be easily changed to the century. Let's see how our S1 looks below. The chart illustrates the number of women who were doing labor-intensive jobs over the entire 20th century, starting in 1900. All of the above are really great ways to get off to a good start with your Task 1 introduction. To be able to do this properly, you will need to increase your topic-specific vocabulary, as well as get good at manipulating grammar forms. Remember, practice makes perfect. Next time, we can look at the second sentence of a Task 1 introduction. See you then. Okay, guys, so if you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online, along with MP3s for listening. So, see you next time.